Bloodburst von Mammut. Eine Band aus Island, die heute zu Besuch ist bei Flux FM. Nicht nur jetzt im Interview, sondern auch heute Abend. Ab 18 Uhr läuft unser Flux FM Bergfest, denn das ist aus dem Winterschlaf zurück. Das heißt, endlich wieder den Mittwoch zum kleinen Freitag machen und mit uns im Fluxbau feiern. Mit euren Freunden und natürlich tollen Bands, die wir einladen. Künstlerinnen aus der ganzen Welt. Und die sind jetzt mit ganz, ganz neuer Platte. Am 14. Juli kommt sie erst raus. Extra hierher gekommen, um sie euch vorzustellen. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass Katharina und Arna jetzt hier im Studio sitzen. Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. Das klingt doch schon mal vielversprechend. We haven't talked German before, so maybe there are some words. Did you learn some German in Iceland?
No, but we can say Entschuldigung.
Mm-hmm. Entschuldigung, ja.
Entschuldigung und
genau.
Genau.
And a few more.
A few more. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to say sorry for nothing because we're happy to have you here.
Yeah, that's good.
And we want to introduce you to our listening audience because maybe some don't know you and don't know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So I already told the Flux FM listeners, dass ihr ja schon ganz schön viele Lobeshymnen in eurer Heimat eingeheimst habt. Also in Island sind sie richtig, richtig berühmt und bekannt und beliebt und haben dort unter anderem für ihre jüngste Platte, also die allerletzte, die Komdu Tilmin Svarta Sistir, haben sie den Icelandic Music Award fürs beste Album bekommen und ein Song, der heißt Salt, da haben sie auch den besten Song des Jahres abgeräumt, sind da ständig in der Zeitung und so. Also das sind schon richtige Lokalhelden und aber auch natürlich über die isländischen Grenzen hinaus sind sie sehr beliebt, waren jüngst erst in Amerika auf Tour und haben aber auch in Deutschland schon einige Konzerte gespielt. Nun sind sie hier und wir wollen sie trotzdem noch ein bisschen näher kennenlernen. So you met when you were teenagers, is that right?
Yeah, when we were just really young.
Yeah, 13 and 14.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of you as well. Es sind fünf Leute in der Band insgesamt. Zwei sind jetzt hier, wie gesagt. Tell us, what happened there? You went to school probably and started making music?
Yeah, we were just in school together and we just started making music around 13.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've been doing it for, what, 14 years
almost
now?
Almost 14 years. Yeah. But in school, we didn't know each other that well.
No.
And it was actually in a singing competition that we kind of all came together and played. And actually, our first gig together, I had never spoken to Alexandra or other guitarist. So we met for the first time there on stage and played together and won the competition.
Yeah.
What? You didn't rehearse for that competition?
No, just at home for, you know, a few hours.
Okay. Yeah. So we like really got to know each other through music. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And now we're a family.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you all still live in, where do you live, Reykjavik?
Yes.
Yeah. Like almost all of the people in Iceland.
Yeah.
Yes, almost all of them. Yeah. Do you all five live in a big house? No, you don't.
No, but we thought about it. But then we, like, I think...
Yeah, it's probably a bit too much.
Yeah.
Sie haben sich in der Schule kennengelernt, da waren sie 13, 14, da gab es dann so einen Musikwettbewerb und die Mitglieder untereinander kannten sich teilweise noch gar nicht so wirklich, haben vielleicht eine halbe Stunde vorher ein bisschen geprobt oder ein paar Stündchen, bevor es dann auf die Bühne ging für den Wettbewerb und dann merkte man auf einmal so, hey, ihr seid ja alle voll nett, wir können jetzt zusammen wirklich ganz gut musizieren und das machen sie jetzt mittlerweile seit 13, so you're making music together for about 13 or 14 years?
Yeah, 14 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did this start to get more serious? When were you a real band with selling CDs?
It just happened really gradually.
Yeah, we. This is our fourth, our upcoming album is our fourth album, but it's our first. It's our debut album outside of Iceland. Mm-hmm. So the last three albums, it just like grew, like through the years. It mm-hmm. really. But maybe I would say like 4 years ago, maybe then it started to be more serious.
Yeah, then we maybe realized that, you know, this could be the thing that we're going to be doing, you know, so, in our lives.
But we've always been very dedicated to it. It was never a decision really to be so dedicated. But we just, time just like flies and then it's just 14 years and we're still here.
Yeah.
And it's always going.
Getting better and better.
Prizes, and that's a good sign that you're still here. And that you, do you have to have other jobs for a living or is it only Mammut?
We tried to make it just Mammut, but...
In Iceland, it's because we've been playing all over the world, but it's mostly, like she was saying, you know, releasing for the first time outside of Iceland now. So we've been popular in Iceland, but it's just such a small country, so you can't really really make a living out of it there. So we've been having other jobs, yeah.
But we are going to live off it, and we're going to buy a big, like, castle.
Yeah, a big castle.
Castle? Mm-hmm. So we're going to be very rich from this. Yeah,
that's a very good plan. Yeah. Maybe you can have a guest room for me in that castle.
Yes.
Yes.
Good.
And then we're going to buy my mother a big house. I promised her that like many years ago.
Yeah, and I'm also going to take care of my parents, but maybe they will come and live.
Okay. They will all live together, our parents.
Arnar, I hope your mother heard this right now. So
yes.
She
better be listening.
Also, wenn sie dann genug Geld verdient haben, was in Kürze der Fall sein wird, gibt es ein großes Schloss. Und natürlich muss Arnar seiner Mutter auch noch ein großes Haus kaufen. Das ist überhaupt kein Problem. Wir helfen euch gerne auf dem Weg, noch berühmter zu werden. Heute Abend treten sie im Fluxbau für euch auf, und zwar beim Bergfest. Und wir hören jetzt mal rein in einen Song, der heute Abend auch sozusagen Deutschland-Premiere uraufgeführt wird. Denn zum ersten Mal wird ihre Musik außerhalb von Island bei uns in Deutschland live gespielt. Breathe Into Me. Vielleicht ein paar Worte dazu von den Künstlern persönlich. Some words about Breathe Into Me.
Yeah, it's the first single from the album, and it's the probably the lightest song. It's it's very light, and it's about the moment right before you have sex.
I press play.
Yeah,
no more words necessary. Mm-hmm. Breathe Into Me. Mammut auf Flux FM. Kurz bevor man Sex hat, dafür eignet sich dieser Song ganz besonders stimmungsmäßig. Jetzt um 15.22 Uhr ist das doch perfekt umsetzbar, besonders wenn man am Arbeitsplatz sitzt. So I said, when people are at their work, daily jobs right now, shortly before having sex, maybe not in the bureau, at the firm, you know, but at home then later on.
Yeah.
Or at work.
Or at work, why not?
Why not? Exactly.
All the people are watching, no problem at all.
No. Shouldn't be a problem. Yeah.
Should never be a problem.
So, Mammut are living in Reykjavik. Mammut are recording their songs in Reykjavik.
Yes. Yeah, do they have been doing that?
Oh no, do you have an old studio? Your own studio?
No.
Not yet, no. But that's one of our plans.
That will be in the castle. we recorded the album all over the place. We go up to the countryside and write it, and we go then on the other side of the country and record it, and then we I think we recorded it at 5 or 6 places.
Yeah, and wrote it at, you know, more extra places all over Iceland.
Yeah, we have a very hard time, like, staying in one place.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, also rastlos eher. You like to travel around or move around and not only be in one...
No, I think that must be it, because we are always... Yeah,
and then you always connect. Usually, connect the songs when you. Yeah, this song we wrote, you know, in this house in this part of the country, and then these two in this place, and they all have a small story.
Mm-hmm. What about other Icelandic artists? Because you said Iceland is not that big. Mm-hmm. What about Björk? And do you know JFKR? No, what is
JKR? The rapper?
No, there was a lovely girl, a couple
Jófríður.
She's from the band Samaris.
Yes, she was here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she played in Berlin.
Right.
Yeah.
She has an apartment in New York, she told me.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah, that's fancy.
She worked with someone from New York for her new album.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And she just told a little bit about meeting Björk, or that the scene is so small.
Yeah, it's very small.
Yeah, and Iceland is just really small, you know. You go to the local swimming pool, and then you're just like showering next to the president. And then you go to the cafe, and then Björk is like having a coffee over there. And it's all really homey and...
Yeah, but it can be very claustrophobic also.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody knows what you're doing all the time.
Ah, then you have to move maybe to Berlin.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. A lot of Icelandic people actually live here in Berlin these days.
Mm-hmm. What about after tonight? Are you moving forward to another city or flying back to Reykjavik?
We're going to, right after the concert, we're going to Bucharest.
In Romania.
Romania.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never been there before. Nobody of us, so it's going to be exciting.
Yes.
Also Mammut auf großer Reise jetzt, haben sie sich aufgemacht und werden heute Abend exklusiv im Bergfest, beim Flux FM Bergfest, ihre ganz neuen Songs spielen von ihrer Platte, die erst im Juli rauskommt, und zwar am 14. What's the name of the new album?
Kinder Versions.
kinder, like kinder version.
Ich
dachte erst schon, als ich es vorhin las, jetzt fällt es mir wieder eine Kinderversion. This is the child version of a song, you know. Version of songs. You have versions of songs that are not that kind?
Yeah, there are very many aspects of every song that could be very much more darker or different. So this is just the one side of a story, like 9 stories inside the album, and it's just one side, and most of them are a kinder version of something else.
Yeah, and maybe our last album, Kontu til mi svarta systir, that was maybe because that's about other aspects of your...
It's like your shadow.
It's like your shadow side, exactly, and now it's the kinder versions. And
but they aren't all that kind, are they?
No. When you think about it, they are definitely not that kind.
Yeah. But it's
the feeling.
But when they're even kinder than the ones before, like on Kom du til min svarta systir, what will the next album be? You will even be more kind, more poppier.
Then it will kinder.
Yeah, that would like be the children.
Dann
würde
die Kinder versions. Okay, dann haben wir das geklärt. Also die letzte Platte war doch wesentlich dunkler, sagen Sie. Jetzt ist alles etwas leuchtender, etwas heller, etwas freundlicher. Also a little bit more kinder versions of the songs that they probably used to make before. Heute Abend seid ihr herzlich eingeladen. 18 Uhr geht's los, Bergfest bei uns unten im Fluxbau. Da sind die Türen offen, Eintritt ist frei. Es gibt leckeres Essen vor Ort, diesmal von Mama Burrito and Sons und die isländische Band Mammut, von dem wir jetzt einen Song hören, der auch schon Preise in der Heimat eingeheimst hat, nämlich das war der Best Song of the Year.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We're going to listen to Salt. Und ich sage danke an Katrina und an Arnar. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Arzner, I forgot Arzner, the T. Yeah. Die schreiben das T da nicht mit rein. Da steht R.
The Invisible T.
The Invisible T. That's a great nickname.
Yeah.
Danke. Tschüss.
Thank you.
Tschüss.
And sorry, of course.
Entschuldigung.
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 Ciao.